Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It has been dismaying to many Americans, including me, to see the Canadian federal government trampling on the lives, livelihoods, and finances of Canadian truckers and others who have peacefully opposed some pandemic mandates. Americans need to understand that Canada does not have fully equivalent legal protections as expressed in the American Constitution and the first 10 amendments called the Bill of Rights. Under Canadian law, there is no right to free speech. There are not the same safeguards to financial privacy as in this country. This explains why Canadian banks are complying with government demands to identify people who have contributed money to support the protesting truckers. Bank account balances of such people are in jeopardy of being frozen. In response to the freezing of some bank accounts, it appears that many Canadians are starting to pull their funds out of banks, which led to five of the largest Canadian banks to suddenly shut down late last week. Americans should be learning from the turmoil north of our border. First, as you already know from the government-imposed economic lockdowns starting almost 2 years ago, governments at all levels in this country stand ready to adopt draconian economic measures that threaten your personal finances. Second, when such actions are taken, common sense and practicality are usually ignored. Third, these actions to control people are often implemented with no consideration of the short and long-term unforeseen consequences of such actions. In Canada, people are almost certain from now on to be less trusting of the safety and accessibility of the funds held in banks. Expect them to keep larger cash amounts outside of the country's banking system. This is how Americans reacted after President Franklin Roosevelt imposed a bank holiday during the Great Depression. For decades afterward, many people hid cash under their mattresses. So, with the Federal Reserve providing over $10 trillion of liquidity injections over the past 30 months to major banks, there is again a risk that bank account balances could be frozen in America. Shouldn't you increase funds in your custody before possible bank runs start here in this country? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.